Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Mark Menard in for the Cajun Cannon, and Christian Garrick joining us now. WWL, NFL, and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Mikey D, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, Steve. Doing good.
Always appreciate your time.
Happening in the sports world.
Yeah, man, I always a crazy time, especially it seems here in New Orleans. Today, the news that Russell Wilson, he may not be demanding a trade, but he's got a list of teams. And what do you know? The black and gold are on that list. Do you think that there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire kind of thing with this? Or is Russell Wilson pretty much a guy that's going to stay in Seattle?
No, Steve, this is the divorce is imminent. Okay. I don't know if it happens this year or next, but just read that statement by the agent.
Yeah.
Saying, no, Russ wants to stay in Seattle. He's happy here, but he adds the but. If you're going to deal him, you know, and he lists the teams. Come on. He understands that the Seahawks have already had conversations with other NFL teams about Russell Wilson. And so what he's doing is sending the signal, this is where Russ would like to go if you're going to make a deal. And this is all about power and control in Seattle now. And I still can't wrap my head around the fact that Pete Carroll would think he can win in Seattle without Russell Wilson, without him having a secondary plan somewhere along the line. But Steve, this is while there were rumors maybe weeks ago that Wilson was being shopped around, and that's more the smoke. No, this is the fire. That's something to it. And my thing is, I get out the heavy equipment and I start moving some dirt because I'm the Saints. Man, listen, Russell Wilson isn't a good player. He's a great player, and
What about the cap implications, though, that Seattle would have to incur in dead money?
Okay. Steve, explain me the cap ramifications your team in Philly had to take when they Carson Wentz. Okay? So, look at the cap ramifications the Rams took when they dealt Jared Goff. Listen, in today's world, and God bless her, she must be looking down on this and laughing to beat the band, but last January or February, we did a show with Gate Culverhouse, the former president of Bucks, former part owner. She passed away during the summer. And Bobby asked her something about, does money play a part if you want a player? And her deal is, honey, let me tell you something. That's why I pay a salary cap consultant and a GM. It's never about money. It's always about compensation. What do you have to give up to get that player? You can find a way to make it work financially. And so, yes, are there some ramifications in Seattle? Yeah, sure, but there are ramifications in Philly and L.A., and that didn't stop them. So it's not going to stop Seattle. I think if they get the right deal, the negative here with the Saints is where you're picking. Because you're picking 28th. And, man, if you get Russell Wilson, guys, I will be honest with you, that may be the highest first-round pick you get is 28. Because, I mean, the Saints will be right back in that hunt again if you have Russell Wilson at quarterback. It's different. And for some people, they don't like to hear it. They on the Taysom Hill side. They on the Jameis Winston side. I want to be right. And so, hey, that's great. And give me Russell Wilson any day of the week. And listen, I'm willing to give up a lot to get him, but he's worth it. He keeps me in the hunt for the Super Bowl if I can get him.
Mike, we'll get back to the compensation in a minute, but you're the second person we've had on today. We had somebody from KJR Seattle also talk about this, who has said this is about power with Russell Wilson. This is about having access and control. And do you think he would find the situation in terms of power and control that he wants if he ended up with the Saints? Or would,
yeah,
or would he adjust his qualifications?
I think, you know, one of the things, six, none of us really knew Sean Payton, but we had heard, you know, hey, listen, he was pretty sturdy in what he believed in. He had certain habits and certain things that he did, and, you know, he felt strong about it. And we all knew about Drew. He was that way too. And while we didn't know about how quickly Drew could come back from the shoulder injury, I think the question mark was, how would this combination work? Man, and hasn't it worked great? I mean, those two guys have gotten along tremendously well. And you got a good buffer zone there with people like Pete Carmichael, you know, who has sort of, you know, if things maybe differ, you know, that he can kind of broach that settlement a little bit. So I think that they would work together. I think Drew is probably close enough to tell Sean what Russell Wilson said on television. Man, we need help along the offensive line. You know, but he couldn't tell that to Pete Carroll, because why? Ego has become a little too big, to be honest. You know, he's won big at the college level. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one, but he wants to do it his way. But he's let Russell get hit and knocked all around without protecting it well. And since Marshawn Lynch has left, where's been their running game? Russ spoke the truth. But it was unusual to hear Russ say it, because he's not one to really come out and say, hey, listen, we got to do this. I think he would have that good relationship with Sean Payton, and Sean and Russ would make it work. Believe me, that wouldn't be an issue with me with Sean and Drew making it work, because Sean's been in that room with that strong personality before. He's been in there with Drew Brees.
Mike, I contended early in the show that maybe Russell Wilson might even have a knowledge base about Sean Payton because he worked so much with Drew during his formative years in the NFL in the offseason. Do you think that that could play a part of why he's got the Saints on that list?
Yeah, and I think he also wants a coach that would put him in the best spot as a player. This is nothing against Pete, who I got a lot of respect for as a coach. Pete's a defensive-oriented coach. You know, Sean is an offensive-oriented coach.
Russ wants to sling it. He wants to cook.
No, I know, and Russ is smart enough to know, man, look the numbers Drew had. He put Drew in some really good positions, and Drew was great, you know, to hit those spots. But, man, I think I can go there. And with some of the talent that's there already, we could roll with this offense. Now, the big thing is going to be, guys, compensation.
Right.
And it's just not going to be about draft choices. And if they said, give me three first-round picks, man, I'd have that deal done today. The excavator would be out now to dump the three first-round picks in front of them. But I think it'll be more than that. And I think what you're looking at is a situation where you're going to have to give up a significant player and probably along your offensive line to get it. Now, my thing is, listen, I'm willing to do that as long as his last name ain't Ramchak.
Amen.
I'm willing to do it as long as it's not Ryan.
So you're saying it would be a player and some draft compensation.
Three picks and a top-tier player?
Yep.
Yeah,
and I would do it. I would do it. Come on. And if you look at Seattle's draft history, look at it over the last 4 or 5 years, tell me someone significant, and I'm going to take DK Metcalf out. Give me the last 4 years. Tell me a guy Pete Carroll has picked that's been a difference maker.
You'll be looking for a while.
you'll be looking. Come on. And I think that's part of it, too, with Russ, that he sees that Pete's still a really good defensive coach, and they're not the Legion of Doom where they once were. But, man, this could quickly crumble here. And maybe I got to get out now before it gets really bad. So to look at it, this is a divorce that's going to happen. The question mark is the divorce going to happen in a couple weeks or next year? Because it's not going to be any longer than that. This is going to end up being split ways between the two guys here, between Pete Carroll and Russ Wilson. And it's all about power and control and ego, like we've seen in other situations before in sports. And, man, the rising cost of quarterbacks in this league. You know, you got Russ under the contract for the next couple years and see how it works out. But he keeps you as a top-tier team in the NFC if you get him.
And obviously, if you're the Saints, you want to make this deal before you have to re-sign Jameis Winston, right?
Yeah, and what I don't know, Mark, and the Saints would be the only team to know this, what is Jameis asking for
financially?
And so, you know, none of us know that. You know, people might say they know, but they really don't. You would have to make this deal. But you know, I look at it this way. From 2006 all the way up until 2020, when Drew announced that he was coming back, Sean Payton and Drew Brees have had the marriage. Okay? Now, Sean's single. He can date again. And I can say I like somebody. Man, I really like Taysom Hill.
Right.
I really like Jameis Winston. But that don't mean I'm falling in love with him. Because, again, we talking about at the signature position on your football team. And the one thing I give Coach Payton, he knows history. And the history in this league tells you that to win it all, you got to have that big-time player at quarterback. And we know that there's a new player now in the NFC South. And most likely he going to be there for the next couple of years. And I better be able to play chess with him. I can't play checkers. Because if I got a checker piece and he's playing with chess, man, I'm losing. So if I got a chance to pick a great player, pick him up, I'm going to move as much as dirt in the foundation as I can to get him. And we take it from there. Because he's going to win me games other guys just dream about. He can win them, and he's proven it. You go to two Super Bowls, you win one, and had not been for an idiotic decision.
Right.
Yeah. Come on. You had the 1 yard line. Get that ball to Lynch twice. I ain't giving Brady a second left on the clock to beat me. You know, you're going to throw the football? You were trying to outthink yourself at that point because it would have been much, much simpler to give it to Marshawn and let him sort of end it at that particular point. But so you came so close to back-to-back Super Bowls with Russ at quarterback, and he's kept them relevant once the Legion of Doom got old. And so, you know, He's got a young core of guys on defense here with the Saints, and Sean Payton making the play calls. And listen, if I'm Russ, I understand why the Saints are on the list. I don't understand why the Chicago's on the list, but I understand why the Saints are.
Mike, you were talking about history. History would also tell you that, you know, you can count probably on one hand the times, certainly in the modern era, that a team has taken gone straight from a future Hall of Fame quarterback to even a moderately, you know, maybe Hall of Fame quarterback directly after. I'm thinking of Steve Young to Joe Montana to Steve Young. I'm thinking of Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. This would be a huge coup for Drew Brees to retire in the offseason, and then off season they go out and they trade for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, it's unusual because, guys, I've told this story to Abe before, but Hank Stram, when he was working for WWL and he was doing the casino shows after Mike Ditka became head coach with the Saints, he told me, he said, listen, I'll tell you something. He said, man, coaches today, they fall in love with the guys in the room. They fall in love with familiarity. And he said, you know why? It happened to me. He said, you know, once Lynn Dawson started to get up in age, Mike Livingston had won me some games in Kansas City. And he said some meaningful games during the regular season. But once Lenny couldn't play like he once did, I convinced myself that Mike Livingston was going to beat a guy. And he said, I was wrong. Mike, he said, you know, Mike was a good player, but he wasn't an elite player, and I got fired. And he said, the only reason I came to New Orleans was Archie Manning. Because he said, you know, I really thought that if we had enough time to build, Archie would have been that type of guy to build around. So he says, always remember, there are two types of players in this league, two type of teams. Teams that got great quarterbacks and teams looking for one. And he said, the list of teams looking for one is three times more than the teams that have one. So he said, when you get one, you keep him. And if you get a chance to get one, you do what you have to do to get him. And I think we're at that point today. But you think about the 49ers and the foresight that Bill Walsh had, that Tampa would actually trade Steve Young away. And, you know, he sat for a little while, but boy, they knew what they had. And Joe started to have the back injuries. And, you know, he wasn't quite the same player. And, man, you could transition from there to Steve Young. And, you know, with Brett, you know, Aaron had to sit for a while.
Yeah.
But then he takes over, and it's seamless. Listen, that is unusual in this league, very unusual for that to happen. Most of the time it's a revolving door at quarterbacks, and I just think about with the Saints.
Mike,
once Bobby left to go to Atlanta, once he got cut loose, who was the last star quarterback, you know, once Hebert left? You know, Aaron Brooks had a year or two that he was pretty good. But wasn't until they got Drew Brees.
Right.
You're right.
Mike, do you think that Mickey Loomis's relationship back in Seattle could help the Saints in any way?
I doubt it because I think most of those guys
are gone
by
now.
Anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, the one thing is that you have to think about, too, is that he's had a relationship because of the fact that they cut that deal a few years back in which guys, oh man, we were doing sports talk that night, and the Saints traded Jimmy Graham to Seattle for Max Unger and a first-round pick. And I would say 90% of the calls were negative against it. That come on, what are the Saints doing for a center?
Right, and at the time, Jimmy was like a rock star at the time.
And people went nuts. It's funny, some of the same guys that are on the internet and, you know, giving commentary today, their deal is totally different today than it was back then. Man, they didn't realize how good of a player Max Unger was. He may be the best center that has ever played on this football team. Now, the Saints screwed the pooch on that first-round pick, Stephon Anthony. It didn't work out. But, man, Max was a really, I don't want to use the word great player, but he was right on the verge. I mean, he was very good. He wasn't a good player. He was a very good player. And now look what's happening at the center position since Max left. Okay, you spent a second-round pick to move up and an extra pick to get Eric McCoy. Now you're going to move, most likely, McCoy to guard, and you use the first-round pick on Ruiz to play center. Post-Max Unger. So who came out better on that deal?
I think even without the first-round pick panning out, if you take a look at what Jimmy Graham did when he left, you still have to say the Saints won that deal.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people value draft choices different today. I think it's a younger generation of looking at things. Give me the guy that I know about a lot more than the unknown. I don't know what that college player can do. Now, listen, you're talking to a draft guy here. So I'm just telling you, give me the guy that I know can play in this league over the guy that I'm really not 100% sure about.
Mike Dettillier, thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate when you join us here on WWL.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.